Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for Mind Shift Monday. And I'm also joined by my phenomenal, and awesome and dynamic co-host, Miss Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Happy Mind Shift Monday, Sister Big Bones. And you know how the lines do. So if you can hear me, I may have a problem. Can you hear me, Sister Big Bones?
Can you hear
okay,
me?
Okay, there you are. Yeah, I can hear you. You know this happens every week, and I tried to catch it this time. But, hey, welcome. Happy Mind Shift Monday, Mamacita.
Happy Mind Shift Monday to you as well. Muchas gracias.
I'm excited, guys. You know, we are happy to be here. We missed you guys last week. We actually took a mind shift moment last week and just took a break from the show only because we had to have, you know, we talk about this all the time on the show, but we had to have that time to be still and kind of come together and get some thoughts together about the show. You know, we're always looking at, you know, having new conversations, new topics, discussing new subjects. And so we wanted to take some time just to come together, collaborate, and working some new things. So we're excited about the guests and the topics that we'll be discussing over the next coming month. So for those of you that are new to Mind Shift Talk Radio, I say welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Mind Shift Talk Radio is a show for you. It's for every individual that's looking to grow in every area of your life, whether it's financially, spiritually, professionally, personally. We discuss everything here at Mind Shift Talk Radio, every area in which you may need to have a paradigm shift. We encourage you to come to this show every week, Monday night, with an open mind, an open heart, an open perspective. You may not necessarily agree with everything that you hear on the show, but that is okay. We guarantee that if you just hang with us for the remainder of the show, you will have a positive and healthy mind shift. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for those of you that are joining us in the chat room at mindshifttalkradio.com. Also, you can join us on Facebook. Friend us on Facebook, facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And for those of you that are listening online, if you are not following the show yet, just go ahead and click the follow link in your browser. Make sure you're connected to us every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So, again, welcome to the show. Sister Big Bone, I missed you over the last week. As I said before, I'm very excited to be here, and I'm definitely excited about the guest that we have tonight. What are your thoughts? Anything going on with you? Anything you want to share before we introduce tonight's guest?
I missed you too, boo-boo.
Go ahead.
I'm going to think about the birthday stuff as well. We didn't share with everyone about the birthday, our birthdays, and how much fun we had and so forth.
Lots of fun. It was great. We painted the town red. Yes. Together. Together.
Together. Yes.
Double the trouble, twice the fun. Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, I wasn't the trouble. You were all the trouble.
I'll take
trouble.
That. I'll be that. But as you said,
yeah,
we were looking forward to tonight's guest and very much looking forward to tonight's guest and his awesome message. Are we ready to introduce him?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Yeah, we can definitely do that. I was going to share, you know, a couple of things about the birthday, but then I was like, yeah, I don't know, I guess I better save that. But I will say this, that it was interesting to spend a birthday with my co-host and friend now. It's funny because we're on the show and you know, we try to keep it professional for the most part. We try to. I think some of the goofiness comes out for the most part, but it wouldn't be my shift if we didn't have some fun on the show. But it was really fun to just be able to kind of let our hair down and goof around and laugh and so forth. And I know there's a couple of pictures that you shared on Facebook without my permission.
Oh, I deleted those.
But I just... Oh, did you? Thank you. Okay, great. Because I was putting a disclaimer out there, like, guys, it was my birthday. I was a little tired, you know. I was trying to. Okay, so I can take that. Like, let me just retract everything I said over the last like 42 seconds. Just disregard that. So, again, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio. We are going to get started with our conversation. The chat room is open. If you have any questions, any comments, any concerns, anything you'd like to say tonight, if you want to join in on the conversation, feel free to give us a call at area code 347-989-0206. Again, area code 347-989-0206. We'd love to hear from you guys. Again, this show is for you. It's not about us just having guests here or about us just talking to you, but we want this to be a conversation, and we need you to be fully engaged in your own growth and your development as well. So it isn't a one-sided conversation. You know, the info flows both ways, so we love to hear from you guys. So make sure you connect with us, whether it be by phone or you can join us in the chat room. But again, without any further ado, we do want to introduce you to tonight's guest, and we're excited about the message for those of you that may not be looking online. Maybe you're listening in by phone. We did go ahead and promote the show, and the title of this show is The Power of Decision. And so we're excited about the topic because it fits right in with the mind shift, but we're even more excited about the speaker that will be joining us tonight. Guys, I was blessed with the opportunity to speak with him over the weekend, and I was blown away. I can say that. You guys know I have a passion for personal development, and this individual totally fits the bill in terms of inspiration, motivation, encouragement, and passion. And so tonight's guest is W.K. Jones. He's a motivational speaker, and he's a military veteran who has traveled throughout the United States and more than 17 countries for more than two decades. He's been motivating, and he's mentoring, he's captivating audiences to live their best life ever. Who doesn't want to do that, right? He's known for his ability to connect with his audience with candor and humor. You get that every week on Mindshift Talk Radio. W.K. Jones is currently the director of the Army Reserve Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. Now, talk about a tongue twister right there. For the southwestern region of the United States. And his mission statement is to motivate the world. Talk about big dreams, goals, and ambition, right? So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to tonight's guest, Mr. W.K. Jones. W.K., welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. What a lovely introduction.
You are so welcome, and we appreciate you joining us tonight. And really, I was blown away speaking with you over the weekend, so I'm honored. We're so privileged. I'm serious. We are so privileged to have you here. I'm really excited about your message. I know I shared your bio, but if there's anything I missed, feel free to tell our guests who you are and also let them know what your intention is for the message you'll be sharing tonight.
Well, enough about who I am, but I do intend to motivate you. I intend to speak into your heart and to speak into your life. I intend to share with you one of the greatest powers that every man, every woman possesses, and the power is so tremendous, so dynamic, and so great that it is literally, literally life-changing. And you wouldn't believe it, but you've got it right where you are. You don't need to go around the corner. You don't need to go down the street. You don't have to pay me $19.99. You have the power to change your life right where you are, and that's what I'm going to talk about tonight.
Well, that is awesome. I already hear the energy, like you're just ready to bust at the seams. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to you and let you share your message.
Okay, great. Well, as I was stating, I want to talk to you about the greatest power, one of the greatest powers. I want one of the greatest powers that people possess. And it's tremendous to know that you are who you are and you stand where you stand. You sit where you sit today because of the power that you've already been using in your life. whatever the conditions are in your life, whatever state of mind or state of being or whatever your state of wellness is, you are who you are, and you are where you are because of the power that you already possess. Now, in some cases, this power has been used wisely. It's been used in a good way. It's been used in a way that can propel you into positive things and take you into a better existence. But in other ways, it's been used to pull people down, to make negative things happen in the lives of people. It's been used negatively, and it's been used positively. But, of course, anything that we possess that we can use in a positive manner, we want to learn to wield that force. We want to learn to use that energy. We want to learn to harness that thing for our own favor. See, sometimes we fail to see that we need to be a little selfish when it comes to us. Most of our lives are spent dealing with and helping and associating with other people. And we spend so much time trying to deal with, associate, and help other people that we forget that there's one individual that we're looking over, that if we would change that individual or if we'd work on that individual, we can literally change our world. A lot of people go about changing the world by changing other people or changing circumstances or changing situations that they find around themselves. That's really, literally, I'm going to tell you the truth, it's the backwards way of fixing anything in your life. We turn the tables upside down, if you will, and we've been trying to change the world by affecting other people. You cannot affect the world until you affect yourself. And we get this guidance, we get the revelation, we get this word, this tremendous and powerful message every time we sit down in the airplane and we get in our seat and we buckle our seatbelt and we get ready to take off. The thing that they tell us every single time, the life-changing message that's filled with revelation and exciting power, is they tell you, before you put the mask, the oxygen mask, on anyone else, you are to put it on yourself. And there's a great, big, and tremendous revelation in that. The revelation is you can't do for others until you do for yourself. You can't change the world until you change yourself. You cannot dynamically do anything to proposition or appropriate the world until you do something with you. And really, literally, I'll be honest with you, the only person I can really affect in this life, the only person I can really change is me. I can't change things that are external to me. I can't even change people who are external to me. As much as I'd like to think that I'm a man of control, that I have a staff who works for me, that I have people under me, I have people who are subordinate to me, people who answer to me, that's all wonderful and great and fantastic, but I can't change them. I cannot make or force them to do anything. I can influence them in whatever manner that I choose, but I don't have control over their thoughts. I don't have control over their actions. I only have control over me. So in order for me to literally change my world, to change my existence, I want to change and work on me. And I'll be honest with you, it's the most difficult challenge any man or any woman will ever face. You can become a CEO of a great large company. You can have thousands who work for you. You can have a tremendous region that you are supporting or that you're responsible for. You can be responsible for millions of dollars a day. But until you get control over yourself, you really, literally don't have any power. The real power comes in controlling yourself. And it's funny to me that I may have the ability to call several people right now and tell them to report to the office and give them a mandate on what I require them to do, but I can't pass by Kentucky Fried Chicken without pulling over because my mind tells me I've got to have it, even after I've decided I'm not going to do it. So I've got to be, you know, really real with myself. I've got to be real and say, you know what? Where's the real power? Is the real power being over other people or over other things, or is the real power in controlling myself? Because when I get to the point that I can control my mind, I can control my mental faculties, I can control my appetite, I can control my temper, I can control my passion, I can control myself, that's the greatest power. And I'll be honest with you, in my belief, that's the greatest power known to man, to be able to control yourself. And the power that I want to talk to you about lies directly or connects directly with that power in controlling yourself. And that is the power of a decision. The power of a decision, because I am who I am today, and because I am where I am today, is a direct result of what I decided days ago or months ago or years ago. The decisions that I've made put me right in the place that I'm in right now. Now, if I'm happy with where I am, then I've made some decisions that's gotten me there. If I'm not happy with where I am, I've got to own that too and say, you know what, my decisions got me there. Now, I can blame other people. I can blame a bad relationship. I can blame a bad marriage. I can blame a bad boss, a bad job. I can blame bad circumstances. I can say I was born out of wedlock. I can say that my father didn't hug me. I can say my mother didn't care for me. I can blame the entire world. I can blame my first grade teacher. I can blame my first college roommate. I can blame anyone, anywhere, all over the world, and I can use that as a crutch to say this is why I am who I am. But I'll be honest with you, regardless of what someone did to me or did not do to me or did with me or did for me or failed to do for me, I still made a decision after that. And the power that I put into that decision led me to where I am. Now, see, we decide. Let me say this. There are decisions that you make that are somewhat flippant decisions that are not real quality or quantitative decisions. I'm not talking about those kinds of decisions. But I'm talking about decisions that you lock into. And there are certain things that you lock into, and once you make your mind up about it, then you have latched onto it, and it really becomes the essence of who you are. Have you ever seen anyone get so angry that they cut you off on the road, or they get, you know, what we call road rage, or they just use their car almost as a weapon right there on the road or right there on the highway? Well, they made a decision to do that. Now, when that decision happened, we don't know, or you may not know, but somewhere between the time that they woke up that morning and the time that they literally cut you off, they made a decision to do that thing. Now, a lot of people will not voice some of the decisions that they make because they would sound too lewd or they would sound too disgusting or too terrible to actually mention or mouth with their mouths. So we make some decisions, but we make them mentally. But those decisions that we make mentally, just because they were made mentally, does not mean they don't have power to them. The decisions that you make that your mind latch onto are the decisions that literally take you places in your life. So I can make a mental decision right now to do something, and the decision is so strong in me that my body, my brain, my faculties, everything in me goes about making that happen. Now, the powerful thing about that is if there's something you've been wanting to do in life, once you make up your mind to do it, you can get there. And it's really powerful and it's really elementary to think that what my mama taught me when I was 4 years old, she said, son, anything you put your mind to, you can do it. What she taught me a long time ago, whether or not she knew how powerful it was, she was teaching me the truth of the power that I possess, the power that I possess over my own life and over my own being, that if I'd only put my mind to it, that if I'd only give myself the focus and the attention that this decision deserves, then I can truly become the man that I desire to be, and you can become that individual as well. It's simply in the power of a decision. Your decisions are not flippant. They're not weak. They are not decisions that are to be taken lightly, because when you truly decide to have something or to go somewhere or to do a thing, you do it. Now, understand, your decisions line up with your passion. They line up with your habits. They line up with your motives. And that's why it's so wonderful to deal with you, because the more you work on you, the more your decisions will line up with what you want to be and what you want to do in life. So if we take this back a step, I'm sometimes making bad decisions because I've created a bad environment for myself. I've created a bad environment because of bad habits or because of bad thinking, because I've allowed my mind to focus on things that are negative rather than positive. So you see what I'm saying here. What I've done in my life is I've put myself in an environment that my decisions lend to the things that I don't even like. Now, that's powerful. You don't have to say anything, but I'm going to tell you right now, that's powerful, and I should be charging you money for that, but I'm not. I'm not going to charge you a dime. But the big thing about that is when I put all these negative things in my mind, when I put them into my being, when I put them into my existence, they actually literally favor my decisions. In other words, my decisions will follow what's in my heart. So if I've been putting the wrong thing in my heart, if I've been focusing on bad things or negative things, or if I've been allowing some anger to fester in me because I'm mad at someone because of something they're doing, eventually, guess what? I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to make a decision to follow that thing. So why is it then And you can probably answer this question based on what I've told you already. And I gave the example earlier. I want to go back to it. Why is it then that I can make up my mind at the beginning of the day to not cheat on my diet, and I'm not going to go to McDonald's, I'm not going to go to KFC, I'm going to go and I'm going to fix myself a nice, healthy meal, I'm going to take it to work with me, I'm going to put it in the refrigerator in the break room, and when it's time to go out and eat lunch, I'm going to get the thing that I prepared for myself, because this is what I want to do. So why is it that the first opportunity I get, if someone mentions to me, hey, we're all going out to KFC for lunch, do you want to go? Why is it that my mind tells me, or that my body tells me, go ahead and do this thing, even though I planned or I tried to plan to be on the diet today, not just for today, but for the next 90 days. Well, the reason why is because I've given more power to that thing that I don't want to do than the thing that I actually do want to do. How do I get myself out of that? Well, I change me by dealing with me. That's why I said earlier that the greatest power you can have, or the greatest thing you can do in your life, is to actually work on you, to do something with you, because by dealing with my habits or by dealing with my energy, whether I think it's negative or positive, by dealing with the real me, then my decisions will have more pull in that direction. Now, before I go too much off of the deep end, let me say this, get back to the power of a decision. When I truly make up my mind, even if I've had 1,000 years of negative energy surrounding me, even if I've focused on the bad thing for so long, when I truly make up my mind, I can literally get out of that rut. I can get out of that situation, but I have got to be determined enough to decide and to lock in on that decision. Now, locking in on the decision to do something that you haven't done well before, it's not going to necessarily be an easy journey. So you decide once, but then you remind yourself of the decision that you made. And then you decide again. And then you put yourself in circumstances that literally change you. Someone said somewhere in the world, and I believe it's true because it's been proven, that it takes 21 days to make a new habit. So if I make a decision that for 21 days I'm going to do something that's going to change my habit, then I'm lending into the power of making a positive decision for that. Now, every day for those 21 days, I might need to make a decision. It'll be the same decision, but it's a decision to stick with the decision that I made. And when I do that, guess what? I'm working on me. And instead of running around trying to change my wife, trying to change your husband, trying to change your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your sister, your brother, the subordinates, people who work for you, or your boss, rather than trying to change all of them, finally I'm giving attention to the one that I can only affect, and that's me. I'm putting the oxygen mask on me. And when I do that, I'm literally changing my life. Now, let me give you two scenarios. One scenario is you wake up one morning and finally everyone's gotten it. They finally realize the error of their ways, and they decided to live the way you think they should live. Your children are doing what you think they should do. Your superiors at work are doing what you think they should do. Your subordinates are doing what you think they should do. Your spouse, your mate, your loved one, your partner, they're doing what you think they should do. Everyone is finally doing it the way you think it should be done. They're doing it the way it should be done. They're cleaning the kitchen the way it should be cleaned in your mind. They're cleaning the sink the way it should be cleaned in your mind. They're doing their job the way it should be done in your mind. Everyone's finally gotten it, and they've gotten the revelation. And oh boy, oh girl, how happy you are because this is happening. Now, that's one scenario. Let me give you another scenario. Another scenario is no one around you change, but you decide to change yourself. You decide to change your thinking, your habits, your being, your image, your life, your lifestyle, whatever you want it to be the individual that you were predisposed or predesigned to be, the person that you were destined to be, the person that you were put into this world to be, the person that you always should have been, and the person that you've always been trying to be, the person you've always wanted to be. What if one day you wake up and finally you get it, and you're doing it the right way, but no one around you has changed just yet? I'll ask you this question, and you can answer it. I can't hear you, but you can answer it. I'll ask you this question. The question is, which scenario is the best scenario? That everyone finally gets it and start to live in the way that you think they should live, or that you finally get it and you start to live the way you should live? I'll tell you my opinion. My opinion is I think that it should be the latter. The latter being you change yourself, because guess what? When you change, the world around you changes. See, sometimes it's not so much that the world needs to change, but it's your perspective of the world that needs to change. Sometimes I've been not able to get along with someone. They've been getting on my nerves. They've been hitting my last nerve every time I see them. But if I deal with me, it could be that I've been looking at them in the wrong way. It could be that the headache I've been getting while I've been around them has been my own headache and my own problem and my inability to see what they're really going through in their lives. So let me tell you this. You fix the world by fixing you. I've got two words that I tell myself on a regular basis when I know I'm going in the wrong way, and guess what I do? Sometimes I just go off on the deep end. I think things that I shouldn't think. I'll tell you, I say things that I shouldn't say sometimes. And the reason why is because I'm human, because I'm a regular individual. The thing that's different about me, I have some insight into who I am, and I know what it takes to get me on track. So I've got two words that I like to tell myself sometimes. Those two words are do work. And when I tell myself do work, that means I need to take some time in my day to work on me, to work on what I'm weak in so that I can become better in that area. So if my area or my problem is procrastination, then I want to take some time every single day to do something to get rid of that procrastination. Well, what's the best thing I can do? Well, I can start doing what I've been putting off. Rather than take the time to allow something to build up until the last minute, I start working on it a little bit at a time every single day until I get it done. When I say do work, whatever my problem areas are, it can be something as simple as being lazy or something as profound as having an anger problem. But if I begin to deal with me, and guess how often this should happen? Every single day. If I begin to deal with me every single day and do work on me, on W.K. Jones, not the world. It's amazing how we want to change other people. It's amazing how we want to get around and fix people. You know, I know she's got a problem if she can just get what I'm saying. You know, some people marry people to change them. If that's the most asinine, I don't know what's crazier than that. You try to hook up with someone to change them. It doesn't take long for us to realize you're not going to change other people. It's hard enough to change yourself. So how am I going to change someone else? And you know what's funny about life? What's funny about life is sometimes we don't love ourselves, but we want other people to love us. If you don't love you, why would I love you? Why would I want to love you? Why would I want to have anything to do with you? If you've got problems with you, why wouldn't I have a problem with you? So we get upset with other people when they see our problems, when we don't like our problems ourselves. Now, that was heavy. I'm telling you, that was deep. Whether you get it or not, that was deep. Now, if I've got a problem with me, the first person who should deal with that problem is me. And when I do that, I'm literally changing the world around me by changing myself. So the power that I have to make a decision today, you know what? I'm not going to change overnight. I'm not going to be, you know, Rockefeller tomorrow morning. You know, it could happen. I could win the lottery, whatever. Got a lottery ticket sitting on the bed, so maybe it'll hit, maybe it won't. But you know what? The thing about it is I can still make my mind up to walk in the spirit of change. I can make my mind up to begin to deal with and put new habits into my life. And when I do that, it literally changes the course of my destiny. I live in California because I made a decision someday, one day, that put me here in California. Now, there might have been several decisions that got me to this place, but there was a decision, and there was another decision, but they were all mine, and I am here today. Some people say, no, I didn't do it. My job moved me. Well, you got on the job. So it's really your decision. And sometimes you have to go way back before you can find out where you are, the root of that problem. But let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you. You are where you are because of your decisions. Now, there's something else I like to tell myself. That is, if you change your mind, you'll change your life. And that's why the power of decision is very important. And it's so tremendous and so powerful. And I try to tell everyone everywhere I go, regardless of what I'm talking about, and believe me, I can talk about 1,000 things, but regardless of what I talk about, I try to remind people that if you change your mind, then you will literally change your life, because your body will not do anything that your mind does not agree with. And your somebody said say that again. So let me say it again. Your body will not do anything that your mind does not agree with. Now, I'll go even deeper than that. Your mind will not do anything that your heart does not agree with. There's a cycle that takes place in the life of a person, a life of a human being. It evolves around who you are. It evolves around what comes out of your mouth, what gets into your heart, what gets into your mind. It gets into the spirit of who you are. And when you make decisions about those things that are deeply in you, then you go for it. You move out. You act on those things. Now, I can stand here right now, and I can say, guess what? You know, I'm standing right now in my bedroom, and it's on the second floor of my house. And I can look out the window of my bedroom, and I can see the ground. I can tell myself right now, I'm going to jump out that window. But guess what? I'm not going to jump out that window. Why? Because it wasn't a quality decision. And the reason it wasn't is because my mind don't agree with that. Because, you know, my mind tells WK, man, you're too pretty to be jumping out of the window and hurting up your face like that. So I'm not going to jump out the window. So my mind doesn't agree with that. So guess what? It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen because I don't believe it. I don't believe that. It's not in me. So in order for me to get to that level of thinking, I've got to put that in me. I've got to think about that on a continual basis. I've got to bring myself to a new level of base thinking to get me to jump out of a window, even if it's just a second floor window. So in the same manner, what's in you will come out, and what's in you, you can make a decision about, and you can actually do something, because when you change your mind, you change your life. Now, I'm running out of time, but there are three things I want you to focus on if you're taking notes. First of all, realize that there's power in your decisions. Second of all, your decisions go along with what your mind agrees with. So if you've been putting your mind on a lot of negative things, then it's easier to go out and do bad and make bad decisions based on those negative things you've been thinking, because it's in you. If you don't want to have that, you can make better decisions, but you've got to change your mind. And when you change your mind, you'll change your life. But there are three things I want you to focus on changing. First of all, I want you to change your mind about your possibilities. We put so many limits on ourselves. We tell ourselves what we can't do. We don't say it with our mouth. We say it with our mind. We say it with our actions. We say it with our motives, our energy. We say it when we wake up in the morning. We say what we can't do, what we'll never be able to do. We put ourselves, let me say this as an example. You can take a multimillionaire who's been rich all or most of his life, take all of his or her money away from them, and within 6 months to a year, they'll be rich again, because their mind won't let them stay in that poor place. On the other hand, you can give a poor, broke, busted, disgusted man or woman who's been poor and broke most of their lives, give them millions of dollars, and they will be broke within 2 years, because their mind tells them, you don't deserve this, you shouldn't be here, this is not your place in society, you need to do something to get yourself where you belong. That's why a prisoner can't get out of prison. I'm talking about a prisoner who's been in prison a long time. I'm talking about a lifetime prisoner. I don't mean someone who went there for a couple of weeks or a few months or a year or less or just a couple of years. I'm talking about someone who's been there for a long time. They leave prison. They can't exist in the outside world. They have to figure out a way to get back, because their mind tells them you can't get there. So first of all, I want you to change your mind about your possibilities. There's nothing impossible to you. If you're excited enough, if you're stirred up enough, and you deal with you enough, you can get to the impossible places that you never even dreamed you've ever been. The second thing is your expectations. See, it's one thing for me to say, you know what, okay, I got it, WK. All things are possible to me, I believe. Good. Wonderful, excellent. I believe all things are possible to me. But now I need to go to the next step and say, you know what, my expectations are different now. Not only do I realize my possibilities have to change and my possibilities are now limitless, but my expectations have to be higher. In other words, I don't think it's just possible anymore. I expect it. I don't think it's just possible for WK to be a millionaire. I expect to be a millionaire. I don't think it's just possible for WK to be happy. I expect to be happy. I don't think it's just possible for WK to have a great relationship with people. I think I expect that to happen. So now when your expectations happen, then it starts to forge your mind in a way that you can make decisions that are powerful and positive in your life. So number one, what are you going to deal with? You're going to deal with your possibilities. Nothing's impossible to you when you believe. And number two, you're going to deal with your expectations. Start making higher expectations for you and your life and your standard. And third of all, I want you to change your mind about yourself. Whatever you've been thinking about yourself that's not so positive, that's not so rich, that's not so profound as it should be, whatever you've been thinking about yourself that's a base level of thinking, whenever you haven't treated yourself in the right way regarding your own thoughts, I want you to change your mind about you. And I want you to begin to see, to visualize yourself as the you that you are destined to be, whatever that might be. If you're supposed to be an author, then you need to start writing. If you're supposed to be a singer, you need to start singing. If you're supposed to be a business manager somewhere in the corporate world, whatever it might be, I want you to begin to see yourself as that, because if you don't change your mind about you, you won't go any farther than where you are today. And that's an indictment against us when we can live for 60 years, but we stop growing at 25 years. Or we can live at 90 years, but we stop growing at 40 years. You're never supposed to stop. You're always supposed to be going farther and deeper and wider. You're always supposed to be getting better. When you change your life, your mind, you literally change your life. Nothing's impossible to you when you discover and you begin to realize and walk in the power of your decisions. I think my time is up. I'm not sure. Is my time up?
You know what? We need to extend this show just for you. Oh, goodness gracious. Your time is up by the clock, but your time is not up on your message. Go ahead, Sister Big Bones. I know you're busting at the seams as well.
You are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with host Stacey Emery and co-host Sister Big Bones, me, and we are listening to a wonderful message from author and speaker, very motivational speaker, W.K. Jones. Oh, wow.
tell it. Ooh, wee. I have so many notes. I just have to say, W.K., I was excited, and you just put the stamp on it. I mean, geez Louise. If that wasn't powerful, I don't know what is. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are not sitting there tapping your foot, balancing your knee, mind going in terms of things you can change, something is wrong. You can't have a pulse right now if you did not feel that message. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here typing. I'm in the chat room. I'm on my iPad. I'm just trying to get it all, WK, because I didn't want to miss a single thing that you were saying, because everything was on point. And I'm sitting here nodding my head like, yup, to the points that you made. I mean, you started off strong and talking about our life. If there was nothing else that people got from this message, I'm sure they got this one point, that if you change your mind, you change your life. If they missed everything else, that's what we can walk away with, knowing that if we change our minds, we change our lives. And it makes me think about this book that I read. There's a great book, and there's so many books that are out there, but there's one in particular by Ernest Holmes. It's Thoughts and Things. And everything that you were sharing were things that are discussed in that book. And his book is awesome. It's broken into four parts, and he talks about your environment, which you talked about the people around you, the situation you're in, where you are right now, and how easily it is for us to play the blame game. I mean, how many of us fall into that trap where we're blaming all the time and we don't want to take responsibility for where we are and the experiences that we're experiencing? And so he talks about that, and he talks about, you know, how to live your best life. Again, that's something that you just discussed about how we have to go deeper and we have to go wider. I mean, you really brought that message home when you said that we have to do. It's so easy for us to get caught up in the thinking. You know, we have the dream, and then we have one challenge or one obstacle, and then we lose sight of the dream. We lose focus. One small thing comes, and we make that molehill into a mountain to throw us off course. And so, you know, we have to talk about the life that we're supposed to live and the life that we want to live and how our decisions and our thoughts tie into that, and just our even, this is something we didn't talk about, but even our spiritual growth and our spiritual health and how our decisions and our thoughts affect our spiritual growth as well, right? And then just in terms of how all of this ties into our future. And there's one thing that he said in the book. He said that every thought has a consequence, and he says that every experience has a cause and a thought behind it. Thoughts are things, and all the things in one's life have a thought that precedes them. And like I said, you totally drove that message home today. So thank you so much. for the wealth of information that you just blessed us with, as well as our listeners. And I'm sure that everyone has some nuggets that they can take away from the message you just shared. And for those of you that are listening now, or those of you that may be listening to the replay, I cannot stress this enough, that you have to make sure that you share this message with other people. At the beginning of the show, I shared the disclaimer, and I said this show is for people that need to have a paradigm shift, that want to experience growth and success in every area of your life. This message was one of those tools and those resources that we like to equip you with for you to be able to grow and live your life. As Coach Terrence, one of our friends, always says, live your life on the next level. This is how you do it. So, again, thank you. Thank you. I can continue to go on, but I'll go ahead and pass it over to you, Sister Big Mom.
I have a couple of questions for you, Mr. Jones.
Okay.
If you would kindly entertain them, I'd appreciate it.
Okay. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good.
I'm just, again, phenomenal job. Just, ooh. Yes, like Stacey was saying, I'm a cyber sore. I don't have all that technology going on that she has in terms of taking notes. I got a pen and paper.
I hear it still works.
And so
yeah,
I,
yeah, that works too.
I have pages of notes, but in just the whole piece of the power of a decision, in your experience, where do you find people struggle the most? Is it just in making the decision to make a decision, or is it in the specific decision itself? Like, is the hardest part in changing, like, how they see their possibilities, or is it in their expectations, or is it in themselves?
And that's a good question. The biggest obstacle is always in yourself. And the thing that makes you a better conduit, if you will, of decision-making, that makes your decisions go more into your favor, is the way that you live in your mind before that decision takes place. So I would say the biggest challenge is in dealing with the mind and dealing with how you think, because how you think really lends into what you do. And I'll give you an example. They have had tests, and they have proven, doctors have proven, and other people, scientists and whatnot, that you can tell people, you can take two different medicinal medicines or pills or whatever and give it to a group of people, and you can tell them something that's as simple as a placebo can cause them to lose weight or cause them to stop smoking or stop doing something, or and give them the placebo, and it's been used mainly with losing weight, and it was nothing medicinal about it at all. But when the people believed it, when they latched a hold of it and they reacted because of what they believed, it caused them to actually lose the weight. It's really what you do in your mind and how you live in your mind and how you abide in your mind. And that's why I said when you are in your mind, it's important to deal with your possibilities, your expectations, and you. Because when I deal with those factors of my life, then I can make decisions that are more favorable. So that being said, now when I make a decision and I'm dealing with me, when I make a decision, it's easier to make the right decisions rather than make the wrong ones. And let me give you another example. And I don't want to talk too much because I know we're going to run out of time. But let me give you another example. It's as simple as when you start to change your eating habits. When you first do it, it's very difficult because your old cravings are still there, and they're still desiring the biscuits, the gravy, the fried chicken, the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hold up. Let me get off the phone because I'm getting hungry. All the things that you shouldn't have in excess. Let me say in excess. All the things you shouldn't have in excess. But when you start to eat the right things, the first day it's horrible. Second day you're miserable. Third day you're dealing with it. Fourth, fifth, sixth day, after the first week, you find your actual taste buds are changing, and you're starting to actually desire something that you never desired before, and that is just a salad and some wheat bread or what have you. After a course of time or a period of time, you realize your entire taste buds have changed and your cravings to go along with it. What that means is when you immerse yourself in the world that you want to be in, you can make a decision about it and be in that world. I hope I answered your question.
Sure. You did. Do I have time
really,
for one more?
If I didn't, let me know.
No, you did. You did. You done good, son. You done good. Stacey, do I have time for one more question?
Sure, go ahead.
And that is, you talked about the two words that you tell yourself being do work.
Yes, do work.
Care to elaborate on that a little bit more?
I wrote some things down about me that I consider needs of improvement areas. And so it's important for me that, and I mentioned early on when I was talking, that we have this thing flip-flopped. We spend more time taking care of other people. If you're a mother, you're going to spend a whole lot of time taking care of your children. If you work for people, you're going to spend a lot of time taking care of the people you work for. Or if people work for you and you're a conscientious kind of leader, you're going to spend a lot of time taking care of them. So people generally spend the majority of their time taking care of someone else, trying to improve someone else's life or someone else's situation. Think about it. You go to work. Most people don't go to work for themselves. Most people are not self-employed. So most people go to do something that's going to promote someone else. And that's the majority of their day. And then they leave that day and go home to take care of someone else or other people. And then, honestly, those who don't go home and take care of other people, they go home and do nothing a lot of times. And this is all not foolproof. This is all based on just knowing how people tend to be. I'm not saying everyone's that way. But then they go home, and rather than do something that's really going to take you to another level, sometimes we just veg out, even if we don't have any other responsibilities that we lend ourselves to. So what happens is very little time is spent working on us, and that's where we miss it. So when I say do work, I mean every single day of my existence, I'm supposed to do something to improve WK. Whether it's improving my thinking through meditation, improving my possibilities, because you know what? I open my possibilities when I sit down in a quiet room and imagine myself somewhere that I'm not. Imagine myself in an existence that I'm not, because then it opens up my possibilities. It tells me, you know, it's possible. I can be that guy. So I want to spend that time working on me, because I've spent so many years not working on me, just living and just letting life go by, and just whatever the squeakiest wheel is, that's what we've been working on. And usually it's not us. You know, people don't start working on themselves until they're so old that they can't do anything but think about themselves. And it's really a bad state of being. So when I say do work, I literally mean I take an hour or so a day and work on WK, whatever my weakness is. If it means going to the gym, if it means meditation, if it means reading something that's going to help me, if it means working on another degree, whatever it might be, whatever I think is important, then it's me, that's what I'm working on.
Awesome. And I can appreciate that, WK, just in terms of your whole transparency. And we talk about that quite a bit in terms of how there's power in transparency and being able to be transparent even with ourselves and to be honest with ourselves. And so we encourage our listeners to take time, and it's really up to the individual. Some of us need to do a self-analysis every day, every week, every month, every quarter, whatever it may be for you, but there has to be some time for introspection and for self-analysis to look at yourself and say, okay, you know, these things are on point. This is what I want for myself. You know, I'm excited about this, or I'm encouraged by this. And then these are some areas of opportunity. These are some areas that I want to see some improvement in. And we have to be willing to do that. And it's very challenging for all of us, regardless of where we are in terms of our level of personal development. I think it's challenging for every individual to really look yourself in the mirror and say, gosh, that needs to be corrected. And I think we have it every week. So just for you to say that it's necessary for you to look at those areas, but then be willing to not only acknowledge those areas, but to be able to put the work in, that's where the true power comes from. So I appreciate you sharing that with the listeners. And, I know you talked about affirmations as well. If you don't mind spending a little time just talking about that process for those individuals that maybe are not familiar with affirmations, have never tried positive affirmations, how would you go about suggesting, you know, someone brand new to this to go ahead and get started?
You know, concerning affirmations, I make affirmations, and I do it often. Actually, every day I say some form of affirmation for myself. But I do the ones that are important to me. So it's important to me that when doing affirmations, and what we mean by affirmations, you're just speaking into your life is what you're doing. when I do affirmations, I'm speaking into my life. I do those affirmations that are important to me. So I'm not going to say just what someone else has said. I'm not going to just take someone's affirmation and start to say it, because it doesn't have as much meaning to me. And this is me, WK, speaking. But I write my own. I make my own affirmation because I know what I need. I know where I want to be, and I know what's important to me. So I make affirmations that build me up. And it's another way of doing work, if you will, because by speaking life to me, into myself, and into my life, it actually changes my image of myself, and it changes my focus to go higher and to go deeper. So I created affirmations for myself, and when I create them, I put them into my memory so that I can say them anywhere I am, wherever I am. And I travel a lot. I'm all over the world. I don't just have it written in a book or written on a paper, because I may leave that paper home. It's not just on my computer, because I may not want to turn it on. It's in my mind, and I'll share a few of them with you. When I wake up in the morning, one of the first things that I say, sometime between the time that I wake up and the time that I get to work, I say, excellence begins and abounds in me. I'm a champion in everything I say and do. My relationships are successful and fruitful. My health is without fail. My wealth is without end. Whatever I put my hands to prospers. I tell myself these things, and there's a lot more that I say, but I tell myself these things because I'm speaking life into me. So an affirmation is like a compass. It keeps you on the course that you're supposed to be on.
Definitely. And you're right about that. There has to be some type of emotional connection to your affirmation. So I like the fact that you said that. It's not something that there's one affirmation is not created equally. One size does not fit all. You know, we
Absolutely.
Have to have a connection to that affirmation for it to be able to stick and for it to be able to create that mind shift, that paradigm shift that we need in whatever particular area it is that we want to see growth and change and transformation in. So I definitely like that. And for, you know, for many people that I talk to, it sounds like, you know, some people are afraid of affirmations, they're intimidated by affirmations, and some people just downright don't believe in affirmations. They're thinking this is crazy.
Well,
I remember at the beginning.
They think they're spooky. And I'm sorry to cut you off, but this, they think they're spooky, and I understand that mindset, especially if they are believers or if they believe in a certain faith. They think by doing that they're going into some other creative energy that's not of God. But if you think about this thing, this is how God lived and how he does his business, through speaking. And so it's been confirmed by not just the Bible, but all kinds of scripture, all kinds of writings. All kinds of documented spiritual truths have proven that if we speak life to ourselves, it's literally going to bring more life into ourselves. So, and I understand what you mean by some people, they just think it's creepy or weird, like it's some kind of spell or incantation. And you're not sitting in a dark room with a black candle and a hood over your head saying bad things to the devil. You're saying things that are going to do something to your own life. That's positive, and it is nothing more than putting something positive in you, doing work on yourself, because no one wants to live in a half-built house, and that's what a lot of us are. We're half-built homes because people won't take the time to speak life into themselves to finish the work. Okay, I'll let you talk now. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. And isn't it funny, though, that you just said, you know, many people think it's crazy, and so they're like, I don't want to do that. But you're speaking something every day, regardless of if you pay attention to it or not. We're still speaking into our lives. It's up to us to make that decision, as you said, in terms of, well, are we going to choose to speak life, or are we going to speak death into our situation? We're speaking nonstop regardless, you know. So your message just reminds us that we need to be more aware of the things that we're saying and the thoughts that we hold. And, you know, and that determines our behaviors, and eventually that determines the results that we see in our lives. So, no, I definitely appreciate that. Sister Big Bones, you know, this is, I love this message, so I can continue to go on. I mean, is there anything else you want to share? I know we're coming up at the end of the hour.
Well, I do want to ask WK how people can get in touch with him or stay in touch with him. What's his website address?
I don't know. I'm a recluse, and I have no phones, no...
Yeah, nothing. Sure.
If you run into me, then you're so fortunate to do so.
Oh, I'm glad to have been fortunate so many years ago.
Well, I do have a website, but it does require some more work. But it's wkjonesnow.com. WKJonesNow.com. You can also, I'm trying to, you know, like Juanita stated earlier, she was not so savvy with the technological things, but I am trying to be more socially savvy regarding the technology. So you can, I'm on Twitter somewhere, and I think my Twitter name is W. Kelvin Jones. So you can find me there. I'm on online at WKJonesNow.com. You can YouTube me. Just go on YouTube and search WK Jones, and I've got little vignettes, if you will, very short excerpts. They are a minute or less of motivational snippets, if you will, that I've put out there. There's so much more that I want to do, and I'm writing some new materials now, some new books. And also soon I will have some things. I'm going to go in the studio and produce some of these messages that, such as the one I just gave, I'm going to put some of them on CD or DVD or whatever you call them, MP3, so that we can make them available. But those are some of the ways that you can contact me.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard our special guest, W.K. Jones, author and speaker extraordinaire. You can find him online at wkjonesnow.com. Also, Twitter, W. Kelvin Jones. And check out his motivational snippets on YouTube under W.K. Jones. That was just awesome. I wish we could have you on for another hour, because I would love to continue to pick your brain and have you bless us with some more knowledge and drop those wisdom nuggets. But I know we have to let you go. So thank you again for joining us tonight. Definitely, it was a privilege and an honor to have you here, as I said before.
Thank you
so much.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
You are welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we're coming up to the end of the hour. And so I just want to remind you and encourage you to make sure that you go online, check out the replay of this show. You have to admit, this has been fire. Woo! Yes. So make sure that you're sharing the replays with your friends and family members. And like I said, you know, there was so much information that was shared tonight, but it was all pertinent information. It was information that will definitely transform your life. But in order for it to be able to have that positive effect on your life, you already know it has to be applied. It's one thing for you to listen to this show, read every book that we've discussed, go to every seminar and conference about living your best life. But if you don't put those tools and the information that you're learning to use, if you're not applying it, then it's almost wasted. And that would be so very unfortunate to not be able to live your best life, because you have all this knowledge and all this information on the side of you that is bubbling like a volcano just trying to erupt, and you're holding it back and you're suppressing it. And so in order to let things just flow perfectly and beautifully in your life, we have to make sure that we're applying these skills and these habits. And Sister Big Bones, just really quick before we go, you know, I was listening to him, and I know all the time we talk about the diet piece, we talk about health quite a bit here on My Shift Talk Radio, and there's a part in the book that I was discussing earlier about thoughts or things, and he talks about our mental diets. And I thought it was pretty cool, and I wanted to share it. But basically, in the book, Ernest Holmes was talking about how the most important diet we can be on is our mental diet. And so even when you talk about diets and people starting new diet and fitness plans and routines, we talk so much about the foods we can eat and you know, what we should ingest and so forth like that. But really, he says the problem comes down to an issue of mental indigestion. You know, he talked about how we dump so many negative thoughts into our minds on a daily basis, and we're feeding our minds everything that contradicts the results that we want to see manifested in our lives. And so I say that to each and every one of you, that you really want to take the time, as our guest speaker, W.K. Jones, so eloquently put it, that we have to do the work. We have to take the time for self-analysis. We have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to be willing to put the work every day to see the change that we want to see in the world. So I thank all of you for being here tonight. Sister Big Bones, as always, it is a pleasure to have you here by my side.
Pleasure's all mine.
You are welcome. And again, special thanks to our guest tonight, Mr. W.K. Jones. Find him online at wkjonesnow.com. You guys have another phenomenal, blessed, awesome, amazing week, and we hope that you'll join us next week, Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys take care. Again, I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined by the phenomenal Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, and we'll see you soon. Take care. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.